Swamcast has board game reviews for you, yeah. We got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game reviews. You'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
So I'm back, and I've got Doug sitting here, who's going to talk to me about another game that he's played. This one's going to be an interesting one. I could just feel it.
It is.
So what game are we talking about right now, Doug?
The card game Steal the Show.
Okay. So why don't you go and start off with something good about Steal the Show?
I'll say that it's themed after something I like, which is theater.
Okay.
I've done a lot of theater in my time, and so I really like the theme, and the artwork was good on the cards.
Okay. Now let's get into the bad category.
Well,
steal the show.
Unfortunately, it was basically indecipherable as to how to play the game. It didn't have all the mechanics listed. It asked you to keep track of something. And there was no way in the game of keeping track of it. You'd have to just get a pencil and paper or get your own dice or uh-huh. something like that. And I just really didn't get the feel of the game just reading through the instructions and trying to play it. Which makes enjoying the game difficult.
Yeah. Well, is there something in our other category that you could say about Steal the Show?
It looked like it might be fun once you've figured out how to get around the problems with it. And like I said, if you like theater and things like that, there's a lot of quotes from old Shakespearean plays and things like that. So people that get into that kind of thing would enjoy that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sitting down and giving us your very honest review of Steal the Show.
You're welcome.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.